A quickened understanding assured. An adequate hearing apparatus is part of that perfect spiritual structure in which the Maker built you. It cannot fail. Of course it cannot. Then, too, hearing is a faculty of the all-knowing and the only mind, and that mind is yours. This is why your understanding and hearing and sight are assured. Your consciousness is you. Naturally, it is where you are. Talking the foregoing truths over to yourself quickens, clarifies, expands that consciousness. The result is that you improve and grow. Last week, I had a letter from a man who had consulted me about impaired hearing. Today came his answer to my reply, saying that he studied the letter thoroughly. In fact, he about committed it to memory, and found that he could hear his watch tick. I do not know how good the letter was, but evidently it had considerable virtue. Therefore, I am here setting it forth verbatim for your benefit. Hearing is permanently established in mind as one of its outstanding faculties, and you have that mind. Hence, when you say that mind hears, you in effect say that you hear, clearly and searchingly. You and the Father are one, are you not? So you should remind yourself every hour that you and mind are one, and therefore that you hear and understand and know fully and adequately. Just talk these truths to yourself. Think them out. Amplify them. Make this your chief business, confidently expecting results. You will not be disappointed. Hearing is a faculty of divine mind, hence its perfection and permanence. You will appreciate the practicality of this fact when you recognize that the divine mind is the only mentality there is. It must then be yours, hence the impossibility of impaired hearing. Talk this truth over to yourself. Elaborate it. Have faith that it will expel that stupid belief of imperfect understanding. You overcame the head cold the other day. Now for the ear difficulty. It can be adjusted as certainly as was the cold. The experts say that dull hearing is often due to stuffiness in the ear passages, the eustachian tube among them. So remember how free and unobstructed mind is, mind being the hearing or understanding agency. Boundless and unconfined, it cannot be clogged or congested. This moment, I opened a letter from a woman who is solving her problem of hearing. It contains this highly significant statement. Hearing was perfect in pre-existence. I brought it with me. It must be substance incapable of loss or impairment. Since life cannot be stilled or silenced, hearing cannot be, for it is an essential part of being. You hear and see out of the marvelous depths of mind and life. Any day the mesmerism to the contrary should yield up the ghost. Remind yourself frequently that right where that inadequacy seems, mind is hearing and performing with the utmost ease and efficiency.